If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Things are not looking the greatest going forward for Rex Heuermann, in case you were playing the odds on that one of will he get off? Will he somehow not make it to trial? What will take place here? Well, the DNA, the judge has said it's coming in. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But in case you're new to this case, we'll kind of break down how this all began. And Stacey and Todd, as I kind of go through this, if you got questions, bring anything up, just feel free to stop me. It all goes back to around 2010, December 11th. It's when the first body was found. Suffolk County police officer John Melia and his canine partner, Blue, originally searching for missing S-worker Shannon Gilbert, who was discovered May 1st, 2010, found skeletal remains wrapped up in a burlap sack along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach. Melissa Bartholomew, 24, was from the Bronx. Then December 13th of 2010, three more bodies were found within a quarter mile of that first discovery, you know, like you do at the place where you like to go picnicking on the beach. Bodies, all of them wrapped in burlap, positioned similarly. Victims identified as Maureen Brainerd Barnes, who was 25. She's been missing since 2007. Megan Waterman, who was 22, missing since 2010. And Amber Lynn Costello, who was 27, missing since September of 2010. The Gilgo Four is what they were known as. All petite, between 5 and 5'5", and all were S workers who advertised on Craigslist. Stacey, you're safe. You're too tall.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not. I'm 4'9", and he loved a petite woman.
He just said 5'5", but between five and five five, you are too tall for him.
I don't know. I read something that he liked him under that. So I have conflicting information that keeps me awake at night and keeps a knife next to my bed for that reason.
I'm sure you do. And it's probably just somebody's Twitter post from like years
ago. Probably.
Twitter post says this. Okay, that's not it's not real.
Terrifying though. He had a specific type of woman that he targeted.
He did, without a doubt. And I'm saying, according to the ones he picked, you wouldn't have been one of them.
So, do you think that he would like come up to women? You know, when you go to the carnival and they have that little stick.
Oh God. Like the hockey stick that they'll like.
Yeah,
like,
that they're like,
you get on the bumper cars.
Yeah, you must be this tall.
I had violent fantasies about beating the person down who had that stick as a child.
You're so funny. You
because
and me.
I really wanted to get on the bumper cars at Bay Beach in Green Bay. And I was always too short for that thing. And then by the time I was tall enough, I don't think we went anymore. I was like 7 and I wanted to grab that hockey stick. And like, oh, who can't ride the bumper cars now, bitch? Six more sets of remains were discovered at different disposal methods suggest possible multiple killers in all of this. Between the Long Island serial killer, Gilgo, they're mixed in together. We know Rex is very likely a good chunk of them. But innocent until proven guilty, right? That's how we do things here. The bodies found included dismembered remains, a toddler, an Asian male in women's clothing. Some victims had been there since 1996.
Wow. Yeah.
So we started with four, we go to 10. And then from 2011 to 2022, guess what? Nothing's happening. Weird, isn't it? You find all these bodies and there's evidence here. There's burlap sacks. There's DNA on those burlap sacks. There's one person that seems to not be allowing this investigation to go much far forward. Oh, James Burke. He was the Suffolk County police chief from 2012 to 2015. He actively blocked the FBI's involvement in the case, like you do when the FBI wants to get involved and figure out who's murdering people. I wonder why you would want to block the FBI from being involved in a case. Might that lead somewhere to you and something you might be doing? Well, he was later convicted of beating a suspect and conspiracy. His actions delayed the investigation by years. Oh, and by the way, they found a lot of questionable shit in his trunk. Like, a lot of stuff that may go far beyond the beating. But it was there. We don't know what. He hasn't been charged with any of that. But it certainly did point to him being involved in this scene over here. That maybe if the FBI started looking... wouldn't be surprised if somebody's name popped up, not necessarily for murdering ass workers, but, you know, just being in a scene that, you know, as the chief of police, you probably don't want to be part of. After Melissa Bartholomew disappeared in 2009, her 15-year-old sister, Amanda, received calls for 5 weeks. The caller used Melissa's phone and made sexual taunting remarks. On the other end, the calls came from Times Square area, Penn Station, and they were too brief to trace. One of the calls, do you know that what your sister is doing? She's a whore, is what the caller said. And then they all went cold. No DNA match in the database. Burner phones that couldn't be traced. Institutional resistance was going on. And the victims were S workers. And, well, because of that, unfortunately... there's less media attention, less resources put towards it. And unfortunately, that's just how it sat for many, many years. And then in 2022, new leadership came in, and so did new technology. A new task force was created. The police commissioner, Rodney Harrison, took over and created the first real multi-agency force with the FBI, the state police, the Suffolk County, PD's, DA's office. They all were working together. They said, yeah, the case is solvable because there were so many pieces. Then they started digging. March 14th of 2022, there's a Chevy Avalanche they wanted to get into. Witnesses from 2010 had seen Amber Costello leave with a man in a first-generation Chevy Avalanche. New York State Police investigator ran that through the database. Well, Rex Huerman happened to own that exact vehicle. Google Maps Street View from 2011 confirms it at his house. Kind of a big moment in that observation. And then secret surveillance began. 16 months of covert surveillance. The team discovered Huerman is obsessively Googling the case. Over 200 searches about the investigation, victims. Why hasn't the killer been caught? The DA said, we knew we were playing before an audience of one. The killer was watching them investigate him. So who was or who is Rex Huerman? He's born in 62, lived an entire life at 105 First Avenue in Massapequa Park. Literally grew up in the house that he ended up living in. That creepy one that we've talked about and seen so many horrible photos of that Asa was at, the kids were at for all that time. He's 6'4", 280 plus pounds, kind of looks like an ogre. He's a Manhattan architect. He founded RH Consultants and Associates in 94. Clients included American Airlines, Target, Catholic Charities. He's a father as well. His dad, Father Theodore, died when he was 13. He's been married twice, Elizabeth Ryan in 1990, and then Asa Elrup in 1996. His two kids, Victoria and Christopher. His wife, well, she filed for divorce right after he was arrested. But for the reasons you think. because I wanted to protect assets. She's still all up in there, up in there.
She is Team Rex.
To a scary degree. At least when they made the documentary that was released not that long ago, she was very, very much about Rex. Let's take a look back at some of that, because this is some of the most troubling pieces of this case, I think, was the fact that she did the doc. This is the 50 Cent G-Unit Productions doc. And we're going to take a look at a clip from it. Let's start with number one, and we can talk about it on the other end. This is Asa talking about, you know, how she speaks with him when in prison and being very careful about what she says and why. Let's take a look.
I'm talking to him all the time, but he only has a certain amount of time to be able to make calls. So I can't get too comfortable talking to him about things that are going to hurt him.
What would hurt him? What are the things that hurt him?
Telling him that I love him.
That's a weird one.
That will hurt him.
Wow.
The two of us were married for 27 years. We were 100% part of each other's lives. Does everybody really believe everything they hear?
Mark Sherman is a demon.
Charged as a serial killer.
Do you really believe everything that's being said?
This man is a sexual sadist.
He enjoyed torturing his victims.
Well, we didn't buy it.
She didn't buy it. Her coworkers, his coworkers, were afraid of him, describing him as aggressive, unsettling, extremely knowledgeable, though, about building codes.
Yeah.
but very Jekyll and Hyde in terms of personality. Let's unpack that a little bit. What the hell does it mean that you're afraid to tell your husband that you love him?
That should be one of the most bonding things that you do, one of. With somebody that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're with somebody who is averse to that, you need to look closer to what the fuck is going on. This is a person who is not absorbing positive emotion. He's thriving off of the opposite, whatever the opposite is. This is a man who likes pain and allegedly, and torture and things like that, instead of compassion and support and safety and calm and peace, all the things that come with love, you know? Yeah. This is scary that if you tell him that you love him, it hurts him. What's going on inside that heart?
It's a really interesting observation on that, where he gets what a healthy person would get by the opposite.
Exactly. And that is what's feeding him.
Yeah. Which also would feed exactly what he did, allegedly.
Yeah. No, that's a very troubled individual.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.